High noon. Medication time. And that was good medication there. That's Cast Irons from the some low life played them yesterday. that's directly from the Mike on the Mike show from yesterday.
Yeah, they were here yesterday, and that's just one of, about 9 tracks they did live yesterday. It was really nice to have them here.
Yeah, if you have access to Mike's or my Facebook page, there are photos of the extravaganza.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I appreciate their coming by, and it's really nice to see the way they've evolved in just a year. They're really impressive.
They sounded great, yep. And there are more tracks. How many tracks did they do yesterday?
There's like 9 of them.
They did that many?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I guess.
Eight of them, I guess, yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and listen again. yeah, I was like, you know, because when I listen to your show, I'm like half working and half listening.
Yeah, you're in the music room pretending to put your show together.
Right. and it's really hard when you got guys like the Cast Irons in here playing great.
I know.
And they're actually really humorous guys, too. They could all be DJs. You know, if the music thing doesn't work out for them, we got slots for them.
I wouldn't suggest that.
No. No, they can take your show.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Also, we might as well say what else we played. Jackson Browne, Take This Rain. I actually scheduled that song back. Remember, it was just a couple weeks ago. We were having rain almost every day.
Yep.
So I took that Take This Rain. That's from his 93 album, I'm Alive. And Brett Denon, brand new stuff. Here's Looking at You, Kid, title track from his brand new EP that just came out. Let's just play more music. And I had this Avett Brothers queued up, I hope. Oh, they count to 4. That's nice. This is a song about February 7. For what reason? I don't know.
It'll be here before you know it.
Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
I went on the search for something true. I was almost there when I found you. Sooner than my fate was wrote, perfect blade, it slit my throat, and beads of lust released into the air. When I awoke, you was standing there. I was on the mend when I fell through. The sky around was anything but blue. I found desire. Gain my feet, a wound across my memory that no amount of stitches would repair. But I awoke and you were standing there. There's no returning to the spoils once you spoil the thought of them. There's no falling back to sleep once you waken from the dream. Now I'm rested and I'm ready. I'm rested and I'm ready to begin.
There's no fortune at the end of the road that has Peter sitting in the shade, talking about the money that I ain't made. Singing, what boy, don't you lounge track? Like a what boy, don't you lounge track? What boy, don't you lounge track? Like a what boy, don't you lounge track? Would stand on the rock that Moses stood, singing, what boy, don't you lounge the track? Like a what boy, don't you lounge the track? What boy, don't you lounge the track? Like a what boy, don't you lounge the track? Thanks so much, hoochie, man, my eyes begin to blow.
Medford. Well, your dadgum government, you sorry so-and-sos. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my clothes. Well, your dadgum, dadgum, dadgum government. Oh, oh. Oh, don't you know? Oh, oh, don't you love them sometimes? Better pay attention. You're setting up there like a fool's convention. Where you dadgum, dadgum, dadgum government. Ooh. Oh, don't you know? Oh, oh, don't you love it sometimes? Where you soul selling no good sons of a deadpan sheep fitting fire starters? Out of tear, you no good goddamn preambulatory bone frame, and nail it to your government walls. All of ya, you bastards, you dadgum government, you sorry rack of fractions. You got yourself an itch and you're wanting me to scratch it. Well, you dadgum, dadgum, dadgum government. Hey, hey, Lord, don't you know? Don't you love it sometimes? You dadgum government, you sorry sons of bitches. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my britches. Well, you dadgum, dadgum, dadgum government. Oh, 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 don't you know? Oh, oh, don't you love it sometimes? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Man. Old songwriters never die. They just decompose.
Where's the time, sir?
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Brother-in-law and my sister Sue live in a house, I live there too. I lock my doors and get down at night. They get drunk and fight. I sing, hey, would you hold it down? Some of us are trying to be happy. Some of us are trying to be happy. So, hey, would you hold it down? Neighbor couple two doors down the street. He's all right, she's real sweet. I lock my doors and get down at night. They get drunk and fight.
Hey, would you hold it down?
Some of us are trying to be happy. Some of us are trying to be happy. So, hey, would you hold it down? Presidents and ambassadors have the power to start and stop the wars. I lock my doors and get down at night. They get drunk and we all have to fight.
Hey, would you hold it down?
Some of us are trying to be happy. Some of us are trying to be happy. So, hey, would you hold it down? Would you hold it down?
91.5 WMFO. And Ringo Starr, brand new, just came out Friday, as a matter of fact. Called King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller. Those last two songs were, you know, original Roger Miller songs. Hey, Would You Hold It Down was the Ringo song. And John Goodman did Government. That would be G-U-V apostrophe M-E-N-T. Daggone Government. King of the Road, Roger Miller, 1221. Hey, Mike. Did I push up the wrong one again? I did.
Yeah, that's me. I'm starting to feel like I'm doing it on purpose. All right, well,
I should have stayed in bed this morning. This is a result of staying up till 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh my God, why would you do that?
Well, a good movie came on.
Ah.
And it didn't end till 3 o'clock, and when I saw that time, I said, I might be canceling today.
And yet you didn't.
And yet I didn't. And I probably should have, because there's absolutely nothing been going right. I'm hoping the listener can't tell.
No.
But of course, they do. They know now.
Well, it's not that you just said it or anything. It's fine, Bob. You sound good.
Except, now what did I... Now, how do I get my other... The only way to do that is to X out here. So I lost my... No, I have to go back to it.
Does anybody know what Bob's talking about?
I lost my list. My Spinatron, which keeps track of...
I'm sitting right here, and I wish I could help more.
Yeah. You're being real helpful. Speak something. Say something. Come up with something.
I'm excited because we're going to start the next set with something that is very, very cool. Doyle Bramhall II.
Right.
You know,
which is...
He's in the...
I wonder if our Montana friend is listening this morning. Nancy Walton, who had a birthday yesterday.
She did.
Yeah.
She's 21. She's probably drunk today.
Yeah, that's right. I think she's hungover because she finally can go out and drink legally.
That's right.
But that's one of her favorite artists. So
Doyle Bramhall II, along with Eric Clapton.
Along with Eric Clapton. I never did the back cell from this last one. I got to do the back cell.
All right. Zipping my lip.
I am the one who told you to jump in, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find my list. But now I have my list back. So Ringo Starr and John Goodman, I told you about those from the tribute to Roger Miller.
Yes.
Ben Harper did Rock and Roll's Free from Give Till It's Gone. That was 2011.
Always a good thing.
Aerosmith from their big Permanent Vacation comeback album in 1987, A Hangman Jury. The Avett Brothers, February 7 from The Carpenters, 2012. And was the Cast Irons, did that start us off?
I think it did.
Something is the name of that song from Live in Studio A. Well, I mean, we might have talked about that already, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We can talk about them again because they're fabulous. And they're going to be playing next Saturday, correct?
Next Saturday.
Tell us where.
The beautiful Christopher Columbus Park in the Boston's North End.
The Christopher Columbus Park.
Yeah.
Right off the Rose Kennedy Greenway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Right on the waterfront.
It's 2 days, actually, Saturday and Sunday. Cast Irons are starting at 4:15 p.m. For an entire hour, they get to play. They're going to blow those folks away.
So
people haven't seen them.
Your show next Saturday, you'll probably remind folks.
I probably will, because that's something I would do.
Yeah. Because you're a nice guy.
No, not because of that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's go back to the forecast, because it's hot, and it's the last time we're going to get to say this hot weather. 80s today, sunshine and a few clouds around, but the humidity building back up. Tonight, mainly clear, low around 70, and humid. You'll want your AC tonight.
And it'll be dark overnight.
Of course, you know, when it's 50 degrees, I put my AC on because I just like it cold. I like a two-blanket. I'm a three-blanket guy, even in the middle of summer. The AC turned off. You're funny, I don't notice the hum of the AC unless it turns off.
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow, Labor Day, 90s and humid. And same thing on Tuesday and Wednesday. It cools off into the 80s, but it stays humid throughout. And Thursday is going to be our last 90-degree day of the year, I hope.
I hope.
I've had enough 90s. We've had way too many. We've had more 90s this year than we've ever had.
Well, that's it then. No more after that.
It's the damn... You know what it is?
What is it, Bob?
It's the global warming. It is.
It's the climate change.
It's the climate change. Temperature has actually gone down in the last hour. It's 74 degrees on the campus of Tufts University.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
And I just lied to you. I lied to you when I said it was 74 degrees because the computer hadn't... I refreshed the computer.
Yeah.
And I didn't give it enough time to refresh. It's actually 83 degrees.
Well, maybe you'll
that's a major difference from 74.
Yeah, maybe you'll think before you do that next time.
There's so many people out the window. What's going on out there
school
today?
School is coming back in session.
Damn students.
This is a college, a university.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart people.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about smart people. All right. So tell us, Mike, you've picked the next song.
Doyle Bramhall II has a new record coming out.
I could have sworn I put this in the computer already, but
you did, but you screwed it up again.
Okay.
It's featuring Eric Clapton. He's an up-and-comer.
Right. So there's that. It's called Everything You Need.
Yeah. Is it potted up so if I start it, it'll go?
Which one are you on?
You're one, I think.
You know it's not potted up.
Yeah.
But what's the name of the new disc that's coming out?
I don't know.
You just told me.
I did, but I don't remember these things.
It's not right in front of your face?
It is now. Shades is what it's called.
Oh, an easy one. Good.
Yeah.
So now that'll be showing up on people's computer screens.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can start the song.
All right. This one's called Everything You Need, WMFO.
You. you might wanna cross a smiling face, but they'll stab you in the back as soon as you turn. Walk away, and I.
Of side effects at the end of a pharmaceutical ad, he apparently has all of them.
It's Bob Angel and Detox Mansion.
To avoid long-term injury, seek immediate medical help for an erection lasting more than 4 hours.
On 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
looking for peace and my redemption. The glass to my redemption.
91.5 WMFO, Joe Bonamassa. And Redemption, the title track from his forthcoming album. I can't wait till September 21st when the new Joe Bonamassa will come out. He must be touring, too. Cheryl Flynn Kearns, are you listening? I'm sure you know if he's touring. Let us know. On the
she
thread.
And he talk all the time.
What's that?
She and he talk all the
I
time.
I know. She's got the inside track on Bonamassa. Yeah. But I was looking at the track listings for his forthcoming album, and just his song titles I like. Evil Mama, King Bee's Shakedown, Self-Inflicted Wounds.
Yeah, it's like looking in the mirror. How about
Shut up. Shut up, you. Steppenwolf was before that from the Monster album, 1969. We heard Move Over. Gary Clark Jr., When My Train Pulls In from his breakthrough album Black and Blue from 2012. And we started with brand new music from Doyle Bram Hall II featuring Eric Clapton. Everything You Need from that forthcoming album called Shades. Do you know the release? Did you see the date that it's
October 5th.
October 5th, that's going to be. So it sounds like 2 weeks after the Joe Bonamassa's album. Yeah. Cool. 12:50. We're going to go a little late.
Oh, yeah?
Just a little late. I want to do another whole set. I'm like, why I haven't even gotten to half of my playlist for today, I don't know. I must have timed things wrong.
Cheryl Flynn Kearns is listening, and she reacted on Facebook.
Yes. Did she say when if he's touring?
No, but she said, and this is a quote, Joe B! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, yeah. Exclamation point, yeah. Exclamation point, exclamation point,
well, I
smiley
like,
face.
I think this new single, this Redemption single, is like,
yeah, it's terrific.
It's like the best stuff he's ever done.
It's great, yeah.
And he does great stuff. He puts out like 20 albums a year.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very, you know, as a DJ, right? If you see something new from Joe, you can play it. You don't need to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the hardest working man in show business.
Yep.
All right, let's get this other set started so we can, you know, so people can go but enjoy their weekend. But you must stay and listen to the rest of the set.
Or else.
Or else.
Okay.
Or else. That's all you need to say. You know, we're kind of doing Labor Day and you know, Tracy Chapman is talking about a revolution. It would be nice if she started when I wanted her to, but
she doesn't Tracy, work for you, Bob.
That's right. WMFO.
Don't you know that talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? Don't you know talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. People gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution.
Father to your Son, the blood and skin. See faces frozen still against the wind.
The seam is split, the cold face cracked, the lines are